Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
All seven games, extra innings, and clearing the benches. This had to have been one of the best World Series with the best outcome.
I'm going to admit, I got a little high and mighty. I was not expecting it to go the way that it did. Yes, the Jays lost. Congratulations to the Dodgers. That's all I'll say about that. But everybody in the world can agree that was the greatest World Series of all time.
It was amazing to watch. And I'll be honest, watching Game 7, I'm pretty sure I stopped breathing multiple times. I have no fingernails left. It was a nail-biter down to the very last double play.
You look at the amount of just clutch plays that were made from Will Smith popping his foot up at home plate and the play in the outfield in the bottom of the ninth where they collided. And it's like, what else can happen in this game? But the unthinkable kept happening.
Go Dodgers, back-to-back World Series champions. You know, last week you were very high and mighty. You came up with parody songs for the Blue Jays. You know what? Dodgers don't need a parody song because we know we're that good. I love LA. We love it. And I know you said last week, I'm so sick of that song. So if you don't like that one, then I guess this song's fitting too. We are the champions, my friends. Again, we need the remix of the Queen song. We are the champions again.
Okay, again. Congratulations. Now we could just forget about this whole thing.
Focus
on football season.
No, we can't because there's a little punishment you're going to have to do.
I'm not aware. Can you please tell me?
Oh, really, mister? I can't wait to order your pizza when my Jays win. Well, they didn't. So I can't wait for you to take the Dodger flag and hike it all the way up to Mount Rubidoux tomorrow morning.
I'm feeling a little tightness in my quad, though. I don't know if I could do that right now.
You can take your time. You know, the Dodgers World Series parade taking place today, so we'll do our victory hike tomorrow. Better stretch out and carb up, Anthony.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
I don't care if he's 6 years old. He almost had to walk home. My six-year-old Colts the other day made a mess so big, I was like, how? I turned my back for maybe 2 minutes. So last week we were at the park, right? We're watching the Dodger game, talking with some friends, and the boys were like, oh, we're going to go play. Okay, cool. Go play. Colt found the one muddy puddle in all of the park, and it was like he just cannonballed into it. By the time he came back, I'm not even kidding you, he had mud covered from his shoes all the way to his waist. And when I'm telling you covered, like he had little gray Nikes on, they were brown. You couldn't even tell what color they were.
He's a boy. He's playing at the park. What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that is now we have to get in the car and get home.
Oh, this is because we have Mama's new car. This is the car we don't eat in or get dirt in.
Yeah, well, luckily it wasn't my car. It was Daddy's truck. But still, like, he was so filthy. I'm like, what are you going to do? You got stripped down. You're riding home in your chonies because that dirty shoes and pants, they're not sitting on the seats. Why, Mom? I was like, because you made a mess. It's amazing the messes that kids can make in a short amount of time.
You take your eyes off them for a second.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're half covered in mud.
My daughter's the same way. A lot of her messes happen in her room. She has so many princess dresses. That's like her obsession. But she has to change every 5 to 10 seconds. She'll put it on, look at it. No, not this one. But they don't make their way back into the closet.
Of course not.
They stay in the room. And all of a sudden, before you know it, you can't see any of the hardwood floor. It is nothing but dresses. And then it's like, okay, baby, help me clean it up. No, no, that's too much. I can't.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have to do it now?
Yeah. Do you remember back to Easter when you picked up those eggs so fast?
Yeah,
can we do that
right,
with toys?
Yeah.
What was the biggest mess your kid made? Was it something that just had you going, how? How could you get into that? We want to hear those stories.
You can call or text in right now, 1-888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Life totally does change, and in the blink of an eye, your kids can go from clean and neat to what the heck did you get into?
It's like glance at your phone for a second.
Oh, yeah.
And all of a sudden, something's destroyed.
And it happened last week. My boys were at the field. We were at the baseball field. The game had wrapped up. We were talking with some parents. And turned my head for a second. Colt comes back, and he looks like he cannonballed in the biggest mud pile. Where he found it, I have no idea. But I'm not even kidding when I tell you. From his shoes all the way up to his waist, covered in mud.
How deep was this thing?
I don't know. I think he just rolled around in it. I don't know. And I probably don't want to know. But it got to the point I was like, take it off. Strip down. You are driving home in your chonies.
And that's the thing. With some of the messes that our kids make, you have to ask that question, like, how in the world did that happen?
It is not feasible that in 2.5 seconds, you went from clean to, you know, pigsty from Charlie Brown. Luce in Anaheim, did your kids make a giant mess?
Yes. So this summer in our apartment, the pool was closed, right? It was really hot in here. So they decided to do a water slide inside in my apartment, putting all the floor, jumping from my patio window. So they jump in from my living room to the patio, stuck in water and soap. They having so much fun. It was a blessing day for them.
Oh my gosh, where were you while they were setting up this water slide?
I was watching them.
Oh, you watched them?
You were totally cool with it.
Yes, yes, of course. Because later on, they have to clean.
And did they clean it up?
Yes, they did.
Okay, well, good for them. Because my kids, I'd have been like, you can slide right out.
My kids would say, oh, yeah, we'll clean it up after. And then once the mess has been made, oh, no.
Yeah, I'm tired. I'm hungry.
Not going to do that.
Take a listen to this mess from the 714. It says, my niece was about 2 years old, and she had this baby doll that she was, quote, taking care of. The baby doll needed a diaper change, so she squeezed an entire tube of Desitin and smeared it all over the baby. We nicknamed the baby Dessa. And we ended up having to throw her away because it was caked on so thick. Have you ever got that in the carpet? It doesn't come out.
No.
Desitin, that baby cream, that stuff is...
I was going to say, you ever get it on a baby? You're stuck rubbing it for like 12 minutes trying to get that stuff to sink in. Marie on our Facebook page chimed in. She said, when my daughter had a tea set in her bedroom, she had a tea party with soda one day, decided to dump all the dirty dishes into her closet. The next morning, a full trail of ants came in from the opposite side of the house all the way to her closet. Safe to say we had a pretty major ant problem that day.
Oh my gosh. Have kids. It'll be fun, they say. Yeah, until your kid makes a giant mess, which is what happened with my six-year-old the other day. We were at the baseball field and talking to some parents. Turned my back for like 2 seconds. He came back and he was half covered in mud. He found the one mud puddle and decided to cannonball in it. It was terrible.
This is what I have to look forward to with boys, I'm guessing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think kids in general, it's just different types of messes. With my boys, though, if there is dirt or mud, they will find it. And for some reason, they want to roll around in it like they're little pigs. I don't know.
Do you keep like plastic bags in your car knowing, you know, the dirty clothes are going to go in here. You're going to ride home naked.
No, but we will strip them down and then, just throw them in the back of the truck. If it's mom's car, you're walking. 6 years old, don't care.
What do you mean the back of the truck?
Well, not the kid, the clothes. Dan in Temecula, has your kids made a giant mess?
Just like a week or two ago.
What'd they do?
My daughter got a hold of one of my son's pencils from school and did her own graffiti all over the bedroom.
What did she draw?
Nothing. Just zigzag, up, down, left, right, circle, circle. I think it was a passcode for a PlayStation game or something.
I was saying, it sounds like a cheat code. I'm like trying to, it's Grand Theft Auto, right?
Yeah.
And here's another one. The difference between girls and boys. Luckily, my boys have not done this one yet. But 909 says, I left my ex-husband in charge of the kids while I was working. I came home to find out that my youngest daughter gave herself a haircut, cut off all of her curls, and was rocking a mullet.
Oh, my gosh.
I remember doing that when I was little.
Did you do that?
Oh, yeah. To my Barbie and me.
It doesn't surprise me that the husband was in charge of watching the kids when this happened.
Let me guess. Was it Sunday? Was football on?
Right? Nikki chimed in on our Facebook page, which hopefully you follow us because there's a picture attached to this one. It says, my son thought it would be funny to pour an entire container of flour on his sister. And she looks like a full-on ghost. She's covered in flour from head to toe.
And I bet you that poor mom just like walked away for a second, like turned her back and came back and went, what happened?
Tried to compose herself.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
The birds aren't squawking today like they were on Friday. You Blue Jays fans were real loud.
First off, Blue Jays don't squawk, they sing.
Well, they're not singing today, they're crying.
They're singing very sad songs today.
Dodgers, big winners of the World Series, back-to-back winners, I should say. And Anthony, I feel since, one, your team lost, and you were so big on becoming Mr. Canada, and since America is no backup to Canada, you're going to have to regain citizenship.
I don't have to regain anything. Uh-huh. I was dual. My visa expired yesterday.
You never actually got your visa.
And I'm fine. I'm an American citizen again.
No. America is not some girlfriend you can just run back to because you got ghosted by Canada. So I have found the American citizenship test.
Okay.
Let's see how well you do, shall we?
All right, okay.
What's the supreme law of the land?
What? I don't. The supreme law of the land is you don't steal.
No, it's the Constitution. okay, how about this? How many amendments does the Constitution have?
7. 12. 13?
Those sound like Powerball numbers. No. 27 would be the correct answer.
I hate this.
Let me give you another number question. The House of Representatives has how many voting members?
Well, if, let's see, this is 2025. And
has nothing to do with the year.
Election day is tomorrow. I'm going to say 64.
435.
They upped it. There's more.
That's like a Shohei home run. I like it. Okay, who wrote the Declaration of Independence?
Thomas Jefferson.
Oh my gosh, we got one.
Thank goodness.
And last one, just for good measure to show that you really should go back to Canada. If both the president and the vice president can no longer serve, who becomes the president?
Okay, well, they can't fly on the same plane together. If they're gone, who is the next one in line? That would be the treasurer.
Of what, the Boys and Girls Club?
People who handle the money.
The Speaker of the House.
Oh, of course. Well, it's good to be American again.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
I thought this morning would be a lot easier to wake up considering the time change. It was actually later in the day. You know, it was almost like we got to sleep in.
No. I thought we lost an hour.
No, well, we fell back. So instead of it being like 5 o'clock, it was 4 o'clock. Right?
When my alarm went off at 4 this morning, wasn't my body still on 3 o'clock?
No, because you fall back. That would be forward, right?
You spring ahead in the spring.
Right. We should have talked about this before we opened the microphones. Anyways.
Can somebody tell us what time it is?
Yesterday morning, I did get up earlier than normal because I thought I was like, you know, normal time getting up. I got up. The kids were still asleep. I watched a Christmas movie. I was all about it yesterday.
Oh, good for you. That must be nice.
Until it was time to go to bed. And I could not get the kids to like wind down and go to bed because in their minds it was earlier.
Yeah. Yesterday we woke up, or I say we, the children woke up like 5:45 or whatever it was. I got Reese shaking me. I'm looking outside. I'm like, as bright as could be. Check the phone. How? None of this makes sense. Mm-hmm. What is going on?
Are you a fan of the time change?
No. I don't like this. I'm not looking forward to tonight when it's going to be pitch black at 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
I do not like this part.
And it takes a couple days, especially with the kids, to like get them back into the routine, especially for you. You have little ones and you keep them on a pretty tight sleep schedule.
Yeah. And now it's all messed up.
Yeah. I text Art. I haven't heard back yet, but he was like, how'd the boys do this morning? Did they get up okay? It's like, I don't have to deal with it. I'm just hoping for your sake it went okay.
He pretty much answered your question without texting you back. That's how it's going right now.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months. $90 for 6 months. Or $180 for 12 month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.